Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek, and I'm here in the studio with my son, Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hi. We're just sitting here talking about the things that we've been learning as a family, and I thought it was so interesting. I think it's interesting to hear teenagers talk about this stuff because it's supernatural, it's powerful, and I just, you know, as my audience is listening to the people that I've been bringing on for interviews, you know, most of them are adults, but hearing it from a younger person, I just think it's powerful. And the things that have been going on in our family, as we have learned together, I've learned myself, and then I've kind of passed it on to my children what I'm learning, and then we're teaching each other what we're learning about faith. And I started, as I said before, with allergies. I no longer have any struggle with allergies. I used to have hay fever twice a year, and that was one of the first things that I conquered physically from the spiritual realm to the physical realm. And the reason I learned how to do that is because I was seeking out God about, you know, my healing and what was going wrong. Why was it taking so long? I thought I was waiting on God, but now I believe he's waiting on me to understand what healing is about and what faith is about and how to use my faith. So now I'm just going to have Jeremy share a few stories. First, we have five children in our family, plus our stepsister, stepchildren, Tasha and Dana, and that's actually six live in the house with us right now, and we're just learning together, and we do some Bible studies. We have a class together, and we discuss all this stuff. It's a Holy Spirit class, and we're learning gifts of the Spirit. And Jeremy, you have the gift of tongues and some word of knowledge, and you get visions when we pray.
Yes.
And right now, today, though, we're going to talk about the exciting stories that you have that have happened to you about your faith as your faith has grown and the difference in your life. So let's start off with what has been, since we've been learning how to believe that in God's word more, that he forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. Forget not his benefits. That's in Psalm 103. We've learned what that means, and we're starting to learn how to use that. And it, how's that affected you? What's the first thing that started changing for you supernaturally?
First thing first was my whole attitude in general was kind of like, well, you know, sickness is a part of life, and you just have to deal with whatever. You know, you go outside when it's cold,
right,
you're gonna get a cold.
Exactly, that's the medical
logic
field.
Equals logic.
That's what we all thought.
Yeah, but I come to sense believe that that's not the case, that, you know, God died for not just my sins, but also to remove all curses from me, you know.
It's right. The consequences of sin are curses and sickness, and that's in Deuteronomy 28,
yeah.
And we don't need to do that because Jesus took that on the cross for us.
Choose life, not death.
Amen.
So death equals curse, you know, life, blessings. So,
cool.
You want me to talk about my first story?
What do you remember the first thing that's happened or the most powerful thing that you want to talk about?
Well, I'd say the most powerful according to, well, it's helped other people. So, I'll tell a story about the time I had a wart back when I was in high school on my finger, and, it was, very troublesome. I didn't like, you know, I didn't want anyone to know I was there, and it was more of a miracle to me than you might think. Because a lot of people, you know, my mom wants to get healed. She wants to walk. That's, you know, a really big miracle in our eyes. This is something very small to most people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just as hard to overcome for me as anything.
And we have three children that have been, you
yep.
and two others now that have been able to overcome warts this way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll learn how.
So I'll say this. I started off by trying to use Compound W. It said it might take a couple times, but I had tried it twice already, and, you know, about a month period of time, kind of just waiting and waiting, you know, give it time. Eventually, your patience runs out, and you're like, I don't want to wait anymore. I've given it a lot of time.
Yeah.
And so I had been rebuking it the whole time, and, you know.
Because I told you that's what was working for me and my allergies, yeah. You know, it's
I had believed that up and, you know, at that point I was already believing in healing, so I've seen some success already. But, you know, some things just weren't working. I was like, what is the deal? Why are one thing's working? Why are other things not working?
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of people believe that, you know, well, God didn't want to heal you that time.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, coming to the point where I'm like, that's not the case.
Yeah, we learned that, you know, that God wants us well all the time.
Yeah.
And we believe that, and we're working out the kinks.
Yep. You can't get any blessings if you don't believe for all of them.
Right.
So
exactly.
I kind of, like, you know, all or nothing. So, I got to the point where one day I was just frustrated with this. Like, why? You know, what is going on here? I've tried the world solution to this problem. It hasn't worked. So I'm like, okay. I remember sitting down at our kitchen table and just sitting there, you know,
wait,
enraged.
You said, I'm sorry. You said you tried the medicine.
Yeah.
It would shrink down and grow back.
Yes. It would, first it would actually go away and you'd kind of think, all right, well, maybe it worked. And it would come back. And which is kind of symbolic of our belief systems, you know. Oh, I can see it working now, so I can believe for it. And, oh, now it's back, so I don't believe anymore.
Must not have worked.
You know, yeah, it doesn't mean it didn't work. It's just, you know, that's affecting your decision process. It's all by what we see, feel, you know, all our senses. But I decided to override those this day. I got really, really upset and just, I wasn't yelling. I wasn't doing anything, but I didn't actually even speak words out of my mouth. It was an attitude change. I remember sitting there, you know, I had already used this product twice. You know, it came back, and so I was thinking, you know, I'm done with this. This is over. And it was like a moment of pure faith. You know, as God showed me this morning, I was praying about it. He showed me that this was a moment for me that was pure faith and zero unbelief in the same moment. It wasn't
right.
Just. Because I had believed for it the whole time. I was always like, this is going to, you know, God's going to heal this. I never doubted that he could do it. That's important because most people think it's just, well, if you believe, obviously you can get healed. And if not, then God didn't want to heal you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe that because I was like, God, you can heal me. It was always, you can heal me, you know.
So, and in that moment, you were able to receive.
Yeah, I was like, this is going to happen. It was my willpower was very strong and I was, not making it happen on my own, but it was like, you know, God's waiting for me to get to the 100% agreement.
Your will to have faith.
Yeah.
It just kind of kicked in.
So, yeah, I just, I kind of like, all right, this is done. I got angry. You know, in my mind, I was like, I rebuke this wart in the name of Jesus. It is not coming back. It is over with. And, you know, whatever words I used, I made that decision. And after that, you know, it didn't go away right away, which is I had expected it to just miraculously disappear. But it did not. So I was like, it didn't matter to me. I'm like, this is over with. I'm done putting up with this. And so the next 2 weeks or so, I did use the product again. I don't know if it, I think it was before I had prayed, but because I was kind of like losing faith in the product. And I don't attribute this miracle to a product because I had used it before and it had done nothing, really. So I believe it was my faith that really sparked this.
And I believe
and,
that
yeah,
same
it's
thing
been gone
with
ever since.
There's, two other you know, kids in the family that
yeah, it's
that
inspired
had,
other people
have had stubborn warts disappear through faith.
Yeah, and you just literally because there's always if I would have at any time thought okay, oh, it's coming back, you know that might have triggered you know it might actually came back, but because you know God's it's working, it's in the pipelines as Andrew Womack would say.
Yeah,
the blessing is still going just because you don't see the manifestation. The process can be ended at any time if you're just like, oh, well, I don't think it's working. If you embrace that doubt.
Yeah, we believe it has everything to do with our faith, but we to control that faith and to make, you know, to muster up that faith, if you will, is something that we're learning how to, you know, to help that faith manifest every time. And receiving God's blessing seems to be dependent on whether or not, you know, we believe purely at that time. And to muster that up is just not something, it's part of mind renewal, it's part of, you know, believing God's word and studying God's word and having it hidden in your heart. So when we first started and you were first learning, Jeremy, about my trying to teach you what I was learning, you said you were listening to Joyce Meyer and also
yeah,
we started
listening
to Andrew Womack and you went from believing the medical reasons for sickness
yeah.
and everything to maybe that's not so. And how did you start to resist sickness? And what's your experiences there?
Well, I have actually a really good example of this lately, just like a week ago or so, because I've been walking in this for quite a while. I can count on one hand the times I've gotten a cold, even just like physical sickness, in the last maybe year, maybe two. It's been quite a while since I've been really sick. You know, easy things don't really affect me. It's
How often were you getting sick before? I guess looking around you, sometimes you see your friends are getting sick.
Recently, I was actually, here's a good example. I was at my job, a valet place, and I was in downtown Detroit. Outside, I didn't have a coat, and not because I was like, I can get away with not getting sick. I have the power through God, you know, that's kind of like testing God, in my opinion. So I wasn't doing that. It was a situation I was stuck in. I had to be outside watching a parking lot full of cars, you know, by myself, and I didn't have my coat. I forgot it that day because it was warm out earlier. And so I was out there for 2 hours. My arms went numb. My nose was running. And in any other situation, someone would have been like, wow, I'm getting sick for sure. You know, I'm getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, you know, and then you start hearing the nasaliness come out in their voice, and they're really milking it, and oh, you know, it's definitely happening.
Like Ray Barone.
Yeah. Yes. And I kind of had to keep my mind strong the whole night and just keep thinking, no, I don't have to get sick. God didn't die just for my sins. He died also that I don't have to get sick.
Right.
It wasn't the way we were designed. We weren't designed to get sick.
So if you believe you're getting sick, that's basically what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been finding.
That's the core, I believe, for sure.
Any other examples real quick? We have about a minute.
Yeah, I didn't get sick, by the way.
And so you didn't get sick.
Another quick example. A time I did get sick this last year for about 2 weeks that I was really baffled by. In short summary, I just say that I got sick, and at the moment I was getting sick, I believe I received it, I kind of didn't really take a same stand against it as I usually do. I kind of just blew it off like, I'm not going to get sick, using my own willpower. And later God had showed me that I was being really cocky with this and not relying on his power. I was, you know, using positive reinforcement, you know, or psychology in order to do it, which is totally different than, you know, God dying for my sickness release.
Right.
So I was sick for quite a while, and once I figured that out, I kind of repented of it, and it went away. It was I had to figure it out, but God showed me, you know, don't ever rely on yourself again.
Amen. So thanks for joining us. My son was sharing his testimonies of resisting sickness and rebuking things, and we've been working on small things, but we've run out of time. So listen to this again on hisability.com, and we'll have it archived, and we'll be talking to you next week. Thanks.